Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 20th, 2020. Today is Friday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the ninth chapter of 1 Corinthians. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being without law toward God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Well, I do not run aimlessly. This extended piece of Paul's writing from 1 Corinthians comes on the heels of him dealing with the question of whether or not Christians can eat meat sacrificed to idols. And as you might expect, there was a pretty vociferous difference of opinion in the church at Corinth. We've missed all of Paul's discussion of that over the last couple of days as I've detoured through the Psalms. But today I thought Paul's wrap-up argumentation was, well, poignant, given the circumstances under which I'm recording these audio diaries in this Lent. What he says in summation to his argument about whether or not Christians can eat meat that was sacrificed to idols is this notion that he is going to do whatever it takes to proclaim the gospel to whomever. If they are operating under Jewish dietary laws, he's going to observe Jewish dietary laws. If they're operating under the rules of logic, he's going to operate under the rules of logic. He is going to do whatever he can do in order that the gospel can be heard and proclaimed. He wants people to be in the best position possible to hear the good news of the gospel. And he does not want his own behavior to detract from the hearing of those gospel words. And then he uses an analogy from the culture, which is, there are plenty of people who race, but only one person gets the wreath. Only one person wins the race. And Paul is intent that he's going to be the one who wins the race to save as many souls as possible. He knows nothing of what I know about as a sometime runner, that you get a medal just for finishing. In Paul's world, that would have made no sense. No medals for participation, but a trophy for winning the race. And that's what he's after here, to win the race, to convert as many people to the cause of the gospel as possible. Those of us who are church leaders right now are trying to make sense of how we do church in a time of social distancing. When our churches have been closed for the good of the public health, how do we proclaim the gospel? Many of us are experimenting with all manner of digital, virtual, electronic, and cyber proclamation. I suspect that our experiments are going to be uneven at best while we try to get our feet under us and become adept at new technologies. But what I've been thinking about in light of today's reading is the great desire on the part of those of us in the church world to share the good news in a time of anxiety and fear and dread. We're not trying to figure out how to be all things tech to all people just because we need something to do, but we have a message that we want to proclaim. We want to proclaim that God is present in fearful times. We don't want to proclaim that the power of prayer has efficacy. We want to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. We want to proclaim that God's Spirit is present even as we walk through times of uncertainty and fear. We want to win people to the message of hope when hope seems in such short supply. We're all doing our best to connect with our respective communities, to try and bring healing words in the midst of a time of disease and dread. These are not easy days, and there are no easy answers, and we're all trying lots of different things. And I think that that comes from a place of hopefulness, and it comes from a place of commitment to the good news of the gospel. We may be trying lots of things, we may be going in many directions, but to use the language from Paul's letter to the Corinthians today, we are not running aimlessly. Our focus is fixed, as are our hearts, on the one who said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." We are proclaiming the good news of Jesus because that is the news that we have to give. And we will do so with every tool available to us, becoming all things to all people in order that we might win some. And that seems like a good way to occupy our time as ministers of the gospel. Wherever you're listening to me from today, be of good cheer. Be aware that God loves you and cares for you, and that God will never leave you or forsake you. And if you need me, well, I'm around. You can reach out to me on Facebook Messenger, or you can at me on Twitter, or you can call my cell phone, which is on my Facebook page. I'm one of those people who's looking for ways to connect, and I'm happy to speak with you. In the meantime, keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on believing, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.